So a little trip story, since the talk is so short. I think each country we went to, there was something new developing, and was different in each country. In Mauritius, the children stood out. There were lots of them, and they sang beautifully and got along beautifully and really enjoyed one another's company. And this was apparent at the gatherings at the spiritual park as well as at the different Kutumba meetings. So most of the children are children of members, but some of them are just children of friends of the spiritual park, children of students or old members. So it's quite a large group, and so we're focusing this coming year on our teaching program, which is on Saturday at the Dharamsala there. So it's going to start up again in January. It's taken a short break. And so we're working with Rajan Manik, and we will be also working with one of our newer members, Logadasan Paraman, in developing a nice course for the children there, and utilizing the material. So that's very nice to see, and shows a nice potential future growth for the church there. In Malaysia, the Core Youth Committee, CYC as they call themselves, is a nice aspect of the group there. There's a number of youth in Malaysia is anyone up till 30, approximately. So youth is about age 18 to 30, or the youth. And under Arvind Raja's coordination, they're focusing on teaching the Master Course Trilogy. And the age group they're focusing on is 16 to 21. So they've developed a series of 26 classes to be held every other week for a year. And just about to launch, they plan either to launch in November or in January. They have all of the classes outlined, and they've shared the outlines with me, and I made some suggestions. And so they're ready to go. And it's about 20, I think, in the group that attend the teachers' meetings. So they're very, very serious about doing this in a organized and precise way. So they have a seminar that leads into the classes, Master Course Seminar, that they can hold at any time, and then the classes, when someone starts out, it's every other week for a year is the cycle. So they're going to start with just one class in the Klang area, and go through that for a year as a test to work out all the bugs in the system, perfect their materials. And then after the year is over, update the material, and we will also look at the material once again more closely. And then they'll start teaching in multiple places throughout Malaysia. They want to start a class up in the Penang area as well. So that's a nice development there that's coming up all from this group themselves, you know, just really interested in basically bringing in other youth into the church. That's their motivation. They feel they're the best group qualified, rather than their parents, to bring in other youth. No generation gap. So that's a healthy sign and should lead to some new members there in a few more years. And then in Singapore, we had a new phenomena. The Senpaha Vinayagar temple there, Ganesha temple, Sri Lankan Ganesha temple. Many of you have been there, I'm sure. It's on Ceylon Road. Can't miss it, knowing which one it is. Is looking to us for help in developing a children's course that they want to release in November. It's kind of an unheard of time frame. They want it all done in a couple of months. So we were talking to them, and the course is, they want the course in Tamil language, so the children are also learning Tamil at the same time. And so we were talking about the course, and finally I asked a direct question, you know, well, how would you describe the course? You know, what is it? What is its focus? How do you envision it? And they said, oh, we wanted a course on Saivasiddhanta. So this is unusual, of course. Most temples don't want to teach Saivasiddhanta. Want to teach some general form of Hinduism or something, but first temple that's ever said we want a course on Saivasiddhanta. So we emailed back immediately right during the meeting. We sent one of the monks upstairs to email back from the room and get some material sent over. So they're going to be using our Saivite Hindu religion children's course, as well as other materials we're providing, a copy of the Tamil translation of Dancing with Shiva that we have, very useful for that, and Tamil Tirukural, modern Tamil. They've never seen that as well. Very useful. Yamas and Niyamas. And other things will be being sent over in the next few weeks as well. So that was really inspiring that they're turning to us. Of course, as you know, the Hindu Center in Singapore already turned to us for help in their children's course. And we're calling that an all-denominational course on Hinduism. They wanted a non-denominational course, and Arumugaswamy talked them out of that by explaining there's no such thing. Hinduism is denominational. You know, you can't teach it without referring to the denominations. There's no such thing as non-denominational Hinduism. So they agreed, and so we've been teaching all denominational Hinduism, and it's under the coordination of Shiva Kumar. Saravan. So we pointed out the material in the current issue, October issue of Hinduism Today, which is on the four denominations. You've all gotten that issue? Have you seen that? Has it come? Not yet. So it comes in the month of September, so it should be there soon. So it's on the, it's like a center section on the four denominations, beautiful artwork and write-ups and material comes from Dancing with Shiva, but it's much more impressive when it's in color and illustrated. So he's asking for those files so he can make a poster for the Hindu Center and stick it on display there so that the Hindu Center is promoting the four denominations. It's turning into an important theme, the four denominations, because quite often Hinduism is being presented without that fact. And it's, if you don't know that, that Hinduism has four different ways of looking at things, Hinduism can be very confusing. You run into lots of contradictions and lots of misunderstandings can develop. So the Hindu Endowments Board, for example, has a Shivan temple there, and they had a big sign on Hinduism, poster on Hinduism at the front entrance there. So I was reading it with Dohadeva and going through each paragraph and commenting, you know, like a school teacher, oh, this is wrong, that's wrong. This is right, that's good. So they had some very good points, and they even used the word superconscious. I said, now, where did they get that word? That's from Gurudeva's writings. They said the superconscious revelations of the rishis produced the Vedas, something like that, right out of our work. And so they had some very good points, but then when it came up to describing Hindu worship, they presented just the smarter point of view. You know, all the gods are really the Supreme Being and different symbols of the Supreme Being, something like that. So I said, wait a minute. It's going through with Dohadeva, and I said, you know, that's smartism. And what they should have there is the four denominations, so it's clear. And so Dohadeva said, well, he'd send the Hindu Center a copy of the magazine. and see what how they responded to that. We also are working with two kind of museum-like presentations of Hinduism that are being developed. One is for the Vishnu Mandir in Toronto, and they're spending probably about $1.5 million U.S. dollars to build the building that it exhibits in. I mean, it's beautifully conceived with waterfalls and skylights and everything. Very nice structure. And so we look through their material, and there's nothing on the four denominations. So I want to send that to them with a covering letter now that we have it in print. And long explanations of the six schools of Vedantic thought, you know, something that isn't really that useful to know. You know, it's more historic than anything else. And there's another exhibit being developed in outside of Chicago for a center that hasn't been built yet, and again they left out the four denominations. So very, very important part of understanding Hinduism in its practice. Philosophy is useful, but you won't understand Hindu practices unless you grab onto the four denominations. It gets very confusing. So let's just some news, general news. You can see our church is developing nicely abroad, continuing to bring in some new members. So have a wonderful phase, everyone. Swamis can come forward first. Om Namah Shivaya.